You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Inside the Monster. It is time to preview this Red Sox Guardians series coming up from wonderful Cleveland, Ohio. And to do that, we start off with the pitching matchups. Joey, take it away.
Okay, folks. It is a getaway destination trip for the Boston Red Sox heading to Cleveland to play three games at Progressive Field. Game one is going to be Nick Pivetta versus Cal Quantrill. Cal Quantrill comes into this series with a 3.77 ERA over 12 starts. He gave up 5 runs in as many innings on 10 hits in his last start against the Dodgers. You may remember Raffy staring him down after a strikeout last year, late August, if you remember that. Verdugo and JD both have 3 hits against him. Trevor has 4, including a homer. Nick Pivetta is Canadian. He has an ERA of 2.0 in June.
Very good.
Want a larger sample size than that, Steve?
I'd love that.
How about May and June?
Yeah, it's probably like 2.4.
2.07.
2.07.
Dude rocks. Game two is going to be Josh Winkowski versus Shane Bieber. Bieber's returning to ace status. He has a 2.29 ERA over his last 6 starts. JD historically struggles against Bieber with just 1 single and 1 walk in 11 plate appearances against the righty. Bogey and Devers do not have the same struggles, each going 3-for-8 against him. Bogey with a homer, Devers with a pair. Josh Winkowski will be making his 4th start with the Sox. He comes in with a 3.68 ERA, but his high-low, Steve.
Oh!
You're not going to believe this. If you remove his best and his worst start from his 3 starts with the Sox.
His high-low is, oh man, what is it, 1?
0.00.
He's had multiple 0-run starts?
He's had 3 starts, and he had like...
Oh, he had 2 with no runs, that's right.
Yeah, he had 2 with no runs.
He's got a 0 high-low.
I might have done the high-low wrong now that you said that out loud.
Did he have 2 with 0 runs?
Game 3 is going to be Rich Hill versus Aaron Civale. Civale is a newly 27-year-old New England native and a graduate of Northeastern. He currently touts a 7.25 ERA on the year. With just 1 scoreless appearance this year coming against, you guessed it, the Detroit Tigers. Rich Hill, you might remember him from the 36th round of the 1999 amateur draft.
That's where you remember him.
Drafted by the Reds, you remember that? No? Rich Hill has a 4.5 ERA and a whip of 1.26 this year. Last year, Rich gave up just 3 hits and 1 run against this Cleveland lineup. And that is going to do it for your pitching preview. Steve, did I mess up his...
You 100% did.
Yeah, did so, I take out his 2 worst and you, just you leave his best?
He took out his 2 worst and just left his best. You gave me the... what'd you give me? The low-low ERA?
I gave him the low-low.
He just get rid of the bad starts. Yeah. The low-low ERA is actually hilarious. It's like,
if you get rid
so
of
any
bad,
bad start, get rid of it. And then if he gave up no runs, count that. So he's got a 0. His high-low ERA is 2.90, which is, it feels about right.
Infinitely worse than 0.0.
No, it is. But like his high-low is the one start that he didn't give up 0 or didn't give up 4. He gave up 2. It was his last start. It was 6 2/3, 2 earned against the Tigers. And, you know, in those 2 fill-in starts, Winkowski's done his job. He has done more than his job, I would say. He's gone 11 2/3, giving up 2 earned runs, which is very, very good. So let me just confirm real quick.
Shout out Winkowski.
His fill-in ERA is 1.61. So very good. Very impressive from Winkowski. It's time for the weather update for this series in Cleveland. Friday night, we have a 7-10 start.
Heck,
and it's going to be 65 degrees, 3% chance of rain, humidity 55%. And obviously, there is going to be winds from the east slash southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, game starts at 6:10 p.m. Eastern Standard. Ooh, a nice 74 degrees on Saturday night in Cleveland. There is a very small chance of rain with 11-mile-an-hour winds from the south or southeast, Joey. Mm-hmm. So should be avoiding rain until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's an afternoon game. It's going to be upper 70s, lower 80s for the 140 start in Cleveland.
Nice.
58% chance of rain, scattered thunderstorms, and low winds as well.
What about like 3-4 p.m.? Are we seeing
it's around the same. It's basically 60% chance of rain in the day and the night. So Sunday
perfect.
In Cleveland, they had one of those last year. They had a long rain delay on a Sunday in Cleveland, and that's exactly where you want to be when you're about to fly to Toronto and got to go through customs for a game the following night. So that is your weather update for the Red Sox Guardians series. Question for you?
Yes.
Because they've have they played the Guardians yet? When they've been the Guardians, they have.
Mm-hmm.
When was that, by the way? They've already played the Guardians?
Yeah, here.
They played the Guardians here. Did I just like
Why do I remember that?
Did I just completely forget about that? When did they play Cleveland here? I must know when they played the Guardians. Are you sure they did?
Did they not play the No, they didn't.
No, they haven't played the Guardians yet. Right?
They have not played the Guardians.
They have not played the Guardians. So this is the first time. Have you...
That's why I remembered it. You didn't, because it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Guardians high-low. No, have you have you thought of saying the other team name when the Cleveland name comes to mind?
No. I don't revert back to that name, but I do have to manually say Guardians.
I would agree.
I just want to say Cleveland. Guardians sounds... I know it'll probably grow on me, and in time it'll sound normal. Right now, I don't believe that.
I don't think it will.
I don't think
it will. I equate this to the New Orleans Pelicans, where I'm like, you guys are called Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little different, but it's more the same concept of like, that still doesn't... At one time, they were the New Orleans Jazz. Like, oof, that's smooth.
Baby.
And now you're the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, what a downfall to go from Jazz to Pelicans.
It's a rough fall there, but... Even the Hornets was cool, and that now it's the Pelicans and the Cleveland Guardians. Understandably, you change the name. I get it, but I don't know. Guardians and Commanders are a tough couple of names to land on.
I know. I'm so glad we're associating those together.
Yeah.
Because they both don't work.
They don't sound right.
And they were both given better names by the fans, right? Like, people wanted the Washington football team to be the Red Wolves. And people wanted the Cleveland baseball team to be the Spiders.
Spiders is kind of cool. Though I got to say, the Spiders kind of sounds like a minor league team.
Yeah, but it also sounds like an old-timey baseball team, which it is.
No,
Cleveland
it's
Spideys.
No, that's fair. The Guardians. Oh, I almost said the other
right
name.
There.
That would have been a dollar in the tip jar. That's not how that works. The Guardians stats. I just want to see who's leading their J-Ram. Team and everything. It's basically just J-Ram, right?
Yeah.
So average, it's Andrés Giménez.
Yep.
He's played in 54 games, hitting .305.
Wow.
J-Ram right behind him, hitting .303 on the season. OPS, not surprising. Jose Ramirez, over 1,000. 1,030.
Wow.
That's very impressive.
He's good.
On the season, Jose Ramirez, 16 home runs, 62. He's got 62 RBIs. Are you kidding me? He has 62 RBIs? Wait a second.
He's got to be leading the league, right?
He has to be leading the league. There's no chance anybody has more than 62 RBIs. There's absolutely no chance. Pete Alonso, 66.
Ooh.
For Polar Pete. So
Goldschmidt's right up there.
I think we're 43% of the way through the season. And J Ram's got 62 ribbies. If he can get to 70 in the next 11 games, 8 RBIs in 11 games, that feels doable.
Yeah.
He'd be on pace for 140 RBIs. That's rather insane. So Jose Ramirez, in terms of a guy that has consistently been very good in this league, he's like the Joker. Like, he's just so random. He plays for Cleveland. I don't think he's won these awards, but he's always close. Like, he'll be like the runner up or third for MVP or like fourth. So he's kind of a guy that you're like, oh yeah. The amount of times in my head I've gone, oh yeah, Jose Ramirez is a thing. Like, he's really good.
And the fact that he's locked up, right? So
exactly.
There's no free agent buzz coming.
Team friendly deal.
That's the other thing too, is that he didn't make waves with this monster deal. It was just, yeah, I'm gonna stick around here in Cleveland forever. So
it is surprising.
Very weird.
It is surprising. So in his last, since 2017, I think is the way to do it, because we'll say since 2016, because they almost won the World Series.
Sure.
Since 2016, Jose Ramirez is hitting .287 with a .905 OPS, 171 RBIs, 171 home runs, 558 RBIs. In that span, in terms of leading the league, see, that's the thing. Like, he's been an all-star three times in that span in the last 6 years. He's always in, like, he's had a lot of MVP runs, man. It's a
five-time
second place finish, third place finish, third place finish, sixth place finish. That's of the last five MVPs. Mm-hmm. Four of those times he's been a top six finisher, but none higher. Well, none higher than second is just like he's really good at just missing the award. Yeah. Jose Ramirez, I think he is probably one of the most underappreciated stars in the league. And the factors make sense. You play in Cleveland, they were the Indians, now they're the Guardians. They got close to winning the World Series 6 years ago. They didn't, obviously. What a bizarre Game 7 that was against the Cubs. And they've had good teams over that time. You know, he's also on a team where Lindor was flashier. Lindor was more the face of Cleveland, and now he's the guy. And he has that, we were talking about it earlier, and it was really funny, the mic'd up moment with Freddie Free.
I had never heard his voice.
We got to play the audio, right? We got to play the audio.
Yeah.
Freeman, that's Gold Glove? No, you... Gold Glove? You one of the best hitters after me.
It is got to be the weirdest dude. Player voice I've ever heard in my life.
What a goofy little dude.
Freeman!
Gold Glove.
Like, Gold Glove.
What?
What are you saying, bro? He sounds hilarious. That's really what it is. And it's I talked about this with you, Joey. Like, it's tough for these teams, and now it's been enjoyable getting a peek behind the curtain here for the Red Sox and seeing their social team and getting to know people that work in the, you know, productions team, graphics team, all of that, that put together that product that you see on social media. And Doogie was mic'd up at Fenway on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple mic'd up moments that seem solid, but you're really just hoping for the moment. Mm-hmm. You're hoping for the thing. Like, Mookie had a funny one like 5 years ago on the Sox, where he was mic'd up for an ESPN spring training game, and a ball was over his head. He's like, oh, not getting this one, boys. And it was just kind of, the timing was perfect, and it was just funny. And it was like, oh, that's hilarious. Like, he's chasing the ball, and he's like, not getting this one, guys. Mm-hmm. And even that isn't, like, that funny, but at least it's, like, a cool mic'd up moment. The Freeman, like, that thing with Jose Ramirez and Freddie Freeman, where he's like, you're one of the best hitters, like, outside of me, like, mumbling it. I'm like, that moment actually kind of, like, that mic'd up bite kind of sucks, but it's really just something, right? On the scale of, did he give us something mic'd up? Good enough.
We're talking about it for the fifth time.
No, I know.
You know
what
I mean?
But it's more because he sounds funny.
Right.
But I don't think they're tweeting it because he sounds funny.
They might have, though.
Maybe, but the caption thing was more like, you're one of the best outside of me. I'm like, that's not even, whatever. That doesn't even, you know, that wouldn't even come close to the funniest thing like Poppy would say. And I don't want to use him as the scale because he's obviously good with any kind of mic'd up situation. But my point being that it always comes back to like really funny versus player funny, and really good content versus like good enough because it's a player content, and that kind of fell in the latter category of like, you know, it's.
I've gone back and watched it so many times.
It's just because he sounds goofy.
Right. You have to know that when you're posting. I think that had to be part of it. They just couldn't make the caption, hey, listen to Jose Ramirez's silly little voice.
Listen to his silly little voice.
A little boy. I couldn't put that as the caption.
I'm talking more like big picture of how this goes with the mic'd up situations. A lot of times it's like, eh. And we talked about the Kike one earlier this year. And I kind of hated it because Sox were...
it was tough
trying to avoid going 0-3 and getting swept by the Yankees in the first series of the year. And we're talking to Kike about, remember when you were in a banana suit and it's like, we're down 2-0 in the second inning. I don't want to talk about this, but.
And then Kike, with a memorable quote for me from that is him saying, hey, do you guys think I'm going to go 0-4 for the year?
That was pretty funny actually.
But it was like, yeah, funny, I guess in hindsight that he didn't, but like there was, I don't know. It was the wrong atmosphere. It was the wrong energy. You know? It's like they're trying to be like, hey, Kike, the banana suit, da-da-da. And he's like, I'm really down on myself. I can't see the – I'm not seeing the ball. I'm not hitting the ball. I feel like I suck right now.
Yeah. It's a tough one, too, because Sunday Night Baseball is doing that every time. And if you're going to plan it out, it's not like you're just going to go for the guy that's hot, you know, like the guy that's had 5-6 hits in the series. But either way, I think it's – I love mic'd up stuff. Mm. I prefer it like the Ramirez one when it's in the dugout and not, like, during play. Maybe a guy in the bullpen, I think, is a great option that they should probably look at to do more. But yeah, that's kind of how I feel on it. But yeah, Jose Ramirez, underappreciated star, and I think it makes sense. I think it all adds up. You never really hear him. He plays in Cleveland. He's always the runner-up or the third place MVP. He's never the guy, and he wasn't even the guy on his own team for a long time. So,
you ever been to Cleveland?
Yeah, it's not great.
You have. What would you do?
We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We went to an Indians Red Sox game. This was 16 years ago. We used to go to a lot of trips. It was a lot of fun growing up. We do a lot of road trips based on the Red Sox. And so that's when they were, that was kind of the tail end of their core years of like Omar Vizquel, Jim Tomei. Who else would have been on that team? Albert Bell wasn't on that team at that point, but they had Kenny Lofton. Some of those guys, like they had in the 90s. Look at some of the Indians lineups in the 90s, just
because that's what they were called then.
That's what they were called. Yeah, sorry, that's what they were called then. Incredible, absolutely incredible, and just a force to be reckoned with that team constantly. But yeah, now we're playing the Guardians, and what do you expect to happen in this series?
Real quick,
yeah,
about Cleveland.
Yeah,
because I did the thing that I don't like when other people do, but I just did it where I asked you a question because I wanted to answer the question.
Oh, man, that's kind of, I don't love that.
No. Well, ask me the question now.
Hey, Joey, what do you think of Cleveland?
I've been to Cleveland once.
Well, how was it, Joey?
Do you really want to know?
Okay, yeah, well, Cleveland kind of isn't great.
Well,
so
shoot, if you're going to ask me, I guess I guess I can muster up some kind of answer.
Yeah, what do you got?
I was in like a flight delayed kind of situation there.
Ooh, yeah, makes sense.
So I ended up having to get like an emergency hotel for the night. That just means a regular hotel. It wasn't like a special.
It seemed like it's an emergency room hotel.
Yeah, like. I had to stay at the emergency room. It was actually cheaper than a last second hotel. And so I'm at like an airport restaurant bar thing when I find out that I'm going to have to stay the night in Cleveland.
Oof. Yeah.
And so I say to the waitress, I say, what is there to do in Cleveland? I'm here for one night. Like, what is there to do? And the waitress looks at me and I swear she says, well, my husband takes me to Applebee's sometimes.
So sometimes you can go to Applebee's.
That's my lasting memory of Cleveland.
Oh,
sometimes
man.
This waitress goes to Applebee's.
It was funny when we were there. It was a family trip. So older brother Dan, younger brother Brian. And Dan had the idea of us going around in Cleveland and taking pictures of random things, doing two thumbs ups. And we have a full photo album of us taking pictures with trash cans, fire hydrants. I guess the highlight would have been like they have these guitars all around town, these big like painted guitars.
Cool.
That, yeah. So Cleveland stuff. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is cool. Yeah. So what do you expect for what do you expect for this? I got Sox 2 out of 3 winning Friday and Sunday.
Friday and Sunday, huh?
Not the Bieber game.
Yeah, I mean, Winkowski versus Bieber on paper is...
That's tough.
Is a tough look, but I wanted to get these stats, and I didn't get them up in time, but I, you know what? I will right now. I wanted to see what Rich Hill's numbers are during the day, because I don't love Rich Hill in a day game just off of memory of one specific game.
Mm.
So I wanted to see what those numbers are for day games. Rich Hill, 3.03 ERA. Oh,
there you go.
He's better.
They're winning Sunday.
1.08 WHIP. Yeah, I like. Okay, then a sweep it is.
That's all I needed, because Winkowski's obviously going to out-duel Bieber.
Obviously. I think if they wear the yellows, I actually like their chances in the second game.
I do as well, but I don't love the odds of them winning the yellows when Cora's immediate reply to me was 3 laughing emojis. So I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
But if they did do it, which they should, mm-hmm. Boston Red Sox, you should do it. They're guaranteed to win the series because they're 11-2 in the Reds. The Cleveland Guardians are 10th in the majors in team batting average at .249. You kind of forget that team batting average is not what a really good batting average is, because it's your whole damn team. Best one in the league, best one in the majors, is the Colorado Rockies at .262. And you could have stumped me with that. You could have stumped me with that one big time. Red Sox are third, .258.
That did not hit me as weird at first. You're like, oh, it's like, oh, yeah, the Rockies.
It's cool. Obviously the Rockies, yeah. Red Sox are third in the majors in team batting average, 8th in team OPS. Where are the Guardians? 18th in team OPS. So they're getting a lot of singles is what that means. Top 10 in average, 18th in OPS. A lot of singles for the Guardians, so keep them off the bases and you should be fine. And if you do, whatever. It's probably not going to be big damage. Just walk Jose Ramirez every time and you should be good.
I think like Raffy, the game plan, Skip.
Yeah, that's how that goes. I think Raffy's going to hit a mega homer, like big time. Watch it, stand there, take forever in the box, long trot around the bases. That's my specific prediction. I don't know if you have one, but that's what I'm going with.
You said it and I saw it. So I don't know if anything else stands out. I like Progressive Field. I like that park.
Yeah.
So
I went when it was Jacobs Field, and they changed the name.
Yeah.
So that's how that goes.
Yep.
That'll do it for the series preview of Red Sox Guardians. Joey and I, in a stunning development, have the Red Sox winning the series. It would be their 7th straight series win, and it would have them at worst at 18-5 in June. The team is buzzing. They are trying to catch those pesky Toronto Blue Jays in the standings. The next you will hear from us is an ITM short. Could be some DMs. Could be anything. We'll see. We'll see what it is. Excited for the series. Excited for the off day today, Thursday. And we can't wait to be back on this program. For Joey Capone, I am Steve Peralta. Go Sox, kid.